Hello and welcome to Mentor Morn's podcast. My name's Elin and I'm a project officer at Arloesi Gwynedd Wledig. It's the leader programme in Gwynedd and it's being run by Mentor Morn. Today's podcast subject is wool. Sounds simple, but I've learned recently that it's quite a complicated subject, especially at the moment. Joining me today is Geraint Hughes. Geraint, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, of course, Elin. I'm Geraint, and I'm in a very lucky position to be able to work in the area that I've got a passion for, which is agriculture and food. And yes, I'm working with you at the moment, Elin, to look at this, as you say, complex challenge of how can we sort of tackle the challenge of getting more value for the wool that's produced in Gwynedd. So that's my background. I'm a freelance agri-food consultant.
Oh, thank you for that introduction. I think Geraint's already touched on it. You know, there's so many challenges facing wool, and Arloesi Gwynedd Wledig try to identify the challenges facing the community. And I'd say by reading stuff in the media, hearing people's stories at the moment, that the wool industry is facing a lot of challenges. But one of the most obvious ones, I think, is the reduction in price for wool at the moment. Would you agree?
Oh, yes, definitely. And all the figures, the economic figures about wool, just brings everybody's attention to the to the dire straits the industry's in. You know, we've heard farmers quite rightly flagging up the situation that exists now, where farmers have actually got to spend more money disposing of the wool, if you like, although I'd hate to use the word disposing wool, of getting rid of the wool from the farm, spending more than the income that the wool generates for them. You know, that's a ridiculous situation in many ways. And it's causing a lot of despair in the industry, because many decades ago, you know, farmers were able to use the wool income to cover a large amount of the cost base for a farm. Even some farmers using the wool check to pay for the rent. You know, that's often referred to as the situation. Now, with the sheep sector being so important for Gwynedd, you know, that this is a challenge that's relevant for us locally and for many parts of Wales and further afield. And it's causing a lot of frustration. And there is another context to this as well. Not only are people frustrated by the exceptionally low prices that's been around for quite a long period now, they're also, you know, people are also finding it difficult to understand why such a wonderful natural fibre doesn't attract a better price. Because even when NASA were preparing to get people into space, they failed to develop a better synthetic fibre than wool. You know, that is how good wool is as a functional fibre. So despite that angle, the prices are on the ground, and this is the challenge we've got now, especially with Brexit looming.
Yeah, and it is ridiculous, like you say, that being such a special sort of material, that prices aren't any higher. But I guess coronavirus and other contributing factors haven't helped this year. But since it's such a broad subject, it was quite hard for us to know where to start, really. But we've just started a series of webinars around the subject of wool over Zoom. And it seemed like a good first step to bring people together. I say first step, but at the beginning of last year, Arloesi Gwynedd Wledig commissioned Geraint and Jennifer Hunter from Fernhill Farm to research on our behalf the wool industry in Gwynedd and the potential of the industry in Gwynedd. And this was the subject we thought we'd revisit it of our first webinar that's just been on Monday. That was on November 2nd. Do you want to give us an overview, if you don't mind, Geraint, of what that sort of covered?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this piece of work was done about 12 months ago now, and anybody can get a copy of this report by contacting you, and I know later on you'll be sharing your email address, Elin, so people can request a copy of the report. And I was lucky to work with Jennifer Hunter. Jen runs a farm in the Mendip Hills in Somerset, and Jennifer is among, I would say, the leading voices, leading expert in world in the UK, and she recently completed a Nuffield scholarship looking at the subject of adding value to world. And together we worked on a brief by Arloesi Gwynedd Wledig was partly to look at the situation of world in Gwynedd, and with a particular emphasis on the supply chain and whether or not would it make sense to have a scouring facility in Gwynedd to clean the world from the farms ready to be used for other applications. So when we did that report, you know, it became obviously clear to us that world is important for Gwynedd. It has been in the past, and it's a wonderful heritage and story to be shared there, ready to be branded up, in my opinion, to sell the world from Gwynedd. And with one of the three depots for collecting world based in Gwynedd in Porthmadog, you know, Gwynedd produces a significant amount of world. However, there are some stiff challenges in terms of adding value to it. And we did look at this idea of having a scouring facility, and we had to conclude in the end there was very little economic or environmental reasons to go ahead with that suggestion, because a scouring plant needs to operate at a large volume to be worthwhile because of the investment required to run such a plant. And also, a scouring plant produces a lot of effluent and waste, which would be a real challenge to handle. And also, we are aware that there are scouring facilities in Yorkshire, and that's not too far from many farmers in Gwynedd to take over if they wanted contract scouring at very reasonable prices. So that part of the supply chain is possible. And I think a lot of this challenge is about trying to put different pieces of the supply chain together. And that's part of the thinking behind this series of webinars, to bring people together with different backgrounds, different experiences, and to see, is there a solution, something we can get behind that will make a change to the situation. And there's many ways we can frame this challenge. Some people suggest that it's all about adding value to world. Some then would suggest, well, we need to have a revolution in terms of how world is prepared and managed on farms. Another say, well, it's down to the economics of exporting world all across all parts of the world, including China, which is where the market has effectively collapsed in the last few months, which and also made worse with the pandemic. But to finish on a more positive note, Helen, we also highlighted some real key strengths that Gwynedd has. We've got the World Testing Authority for Europe based in Gwynedd, which has a team of people who really understand world, and they sample and test world from across the Northern Hemisphere. So that's right on our doorstep. We've also got the Biocomposite Centre in Bangor University, who are leading work on ways of adding value and understanding world. We've got the Centre for Alternative Technology just outside Gwynedd in near Machynlleth there. So we've got these type of organisations, as well as farmers, the sheep, the heritage, the story, all part of the mix. So you could argue the ingredients are here. We need to come up with a recipe to make things work better.
Yeah, and it's quite incredible that we do have all of those components right on our doorstep. And I think it is quite a good thing that we're bringing people together, because at least then we can hear everyone's opinions, and sort of hopefully that helps with them trying to find some sort of solution, or at least a first step toward a few solutions. Like Geraint said, if you want a copy of the report from last year, my email is elin@mentermon.com. And if you did miss the first episode on this past Monday evening, the video is up on Arloesi Gwynedd Wledig's YouTube channel. So at the time of recording, we've got another three episodes to go, and they're taking place at 7 p.m. on the 9th, 16th and 23rd of November. And the links to the Eventbrite page to register for those are on Arloesi Gwynedd Wledig's Facebook. If you're listening after those dates have passed, I am talking about November 2020, the videos will be available on our YouTube then as well. So are you looking forward to the rest of the series?
Yes, yeah. We definitely, it's something to take my mind off the what's going on in the US, Brexit, pandemic. So so just to reinforce, you know, that if someone's listening in the future, this is what's on people's minds at the moment in the news. But in seriousness, yes, definitely, because it's bringing these people together, you learn a lot, not just technically, but lots about mindsets and and perceptions, how people are looking at this challenge. So in the first session, we went through the work we did last year with Jennifer Hunter. And then next Monday on the 9th, we'll be taking a look at how farmers have responded to the challenge. And we've got two excellent case studies. We've got a local example where Elvet Jones from Blaen Efestiniog has started his own enterprise this year called Gwlan Gwynedd a Môn. And you can look up Gwlan Gwynedd a Môn on Facebook and you can come up to, you know, bring yourself up to speed with what Elved is doing. And we'll be hearing more next Monday. And as well from Sarah and Joe Henry from Raven Wool. They'll be joining us from Northumberland. They're a brother and sister, farmers, who have developed an enterprise where they sell the whole clipping, the fleeces from the farms to various crafters and people who are looking for high quality, clean fleeces. So that'll be very interesting to see how they've responded to the challenge. And then the third webinar in this series, we'll be looking at the technical aspect, you know, the academic aspect, and the bringing three distinguished speakers and contributors together. We'll have Courtney Pye, and she's the managing director of the World Testing Authority in Carnarvon. And I know she's very eager to build links with local farmers because they've got a heck of a lot of expertise there in Carnarvon, which we can collaborate with. Also joining us is Gareth Jones, the producer marketing manager for British Wool. I know Gareth hasn't hesitated a second in coming on board and joining us to be part of the discussion. And British Wool, you know, they've got a wealth of knowledge and expertise, and Gareth will be there to share that. And then we've got Graham Ormond-Royd from the Biocomposite Centre at Bangor University, and he'll give us an update on the work they've done there on adding value to wool. So it's all in all fascinating. And I would argue that the last one is equally important, where we'll have an open discussion where people who have been listening into these webinars will be able to share some of their ideas. And we'll be facilitating that to with the aim of identifying possible ideas. And some of them might be supported through Arloesi Gwynedd Wledig to be piloted then over the coming months.
Yeah, and like you said, we're very excited for that part. You know, hopefully we can start to make a real difference. And it's so great that all these people are eager to come on board and that we have quite a varied audience already. So hopefully that will only grow over the next few weeks. Mm. Well, thank you very much, Geraint, for joining me for this conversation. And thank you for those of you who have listened. If you want more information about Arloesi Gwynedd Wledig or wool, I'll try my best, you can email me at elin@wintermorn.com. And remember to keep an eye out on our social medias. We're on Twitter as well. And if there's any updates over the next few months, they'll definitely be posted there. So thanks again, and goodbye for now.